We have come to the Savior. We have come to renew strength. We have come unto the Lord. We have come. Oh, we have come to the Father. We have come to renew strength. For you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and unto you we lift our voice in praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. For you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and all to you my voice in praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb. You are. You are the Lamb upon the throne. You never sleep. You never slumber. You are the Lamb upon the throne. You never fail, you never fail. You are, you are,
you are the Lamb upon the throne.
Many may change, but you never change. Oh God, you are the Lamb.
You are the Lamb
upon
the throne.
There is none beside you. None can do the things that you do, oh God.
You are the Lamb upon the throne.
For you
are glorious.
And you're worthy.
And worthy to be praised.
Father, we give you the worship. take you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Sing El Shaddai,
El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Elohim and Adonai, age to age, you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai.
Should I?
El Shaddai.
above all the name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher above all the names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord.
Your name is higher. Power, for thou hast created.
Ela te pediu.
Voice and begin to worship Jesus.
Oh,
yes, you are the Lord. You are.
Yes, you are the Lord.
Raise your voice and worship. You are the Lord, most high God.
Oh,
yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. I believe we can all say that today. Hallelujah. I believe we can all say that confidently today. Hallelujah.
This is
verse 12. Psalm 116 and verse 12. Everybody, shall we go? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits to us? As this past 31 days. 30 days. Let's read it again. Hallelujah. Psalm 116 verse 12. Everybody, shall we go? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? Verse 17, what does he say? What did he say in verse 17? I say, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of what? Thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's all we're doing here tonight. Amen. That's all. Within a few minutes we have to spend, we want to appreciate God. Does anyone have a testimony? Get ready. We'll allow you to give testimony. Those of you online, give us a call. Send a text. Let's share on the goodness of the Lord over you these past days. Let's know what's been going on with you. Let's know how many we can take. Amen. After we let the Lord know, give him assurance that we know Jesus is mine. Faith, each earthly joy. Jesus is mine. Then just let the devil know we are married to Jesus. That's all. Let him know. Let the devil get angry. Faith, each earthly joy. Jesus is mine.
Your hands. Use your hands and worship Jesus.
Jesus is mine. Break every tender tie. Jesus is mine. That gives no wilderness and has no resting place. Jesus alone can bless. Jesus is mine. My soul away. Jesus is mine. Here will I ever stay.
Jesus is mine.
Jesus is mine. The rich in things of day. But born for one brief day. Pass from my heart away. Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine.
Welcome mentality.
Jesus is mine.
Jesus is mine.
Welcome, O Lord, the blessed. Welcome, sweet saints of rest. Welcome, my Savior's rest. Jesus is mine.
Adoration of my bliss,
Yes, the secret all is this. Now the comforter abides in me.
Oh, he abides.
Oh, he abides.
He abides.
He abides.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He abides with me.
I'm rejoicing night and day
as I walk on the way. For the comforter abides with me.
Once my heart was full of sin,
once I had
no peace with it, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at his feet, and the came of be so sweet. Now the comforter abides with me.
Oh, he abides.
Oh, he abides.
I want for the comforter abides
with me. He is with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird,
and also as sweet.
For the spirit has control. Jesus satisfied my soul.
Since the comforter abides in me.
Oh, he abides.
Oh, he
abides. He
abides.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He abides in me.
Oh,
I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk on the road. For the comforter abides in me.
There's no destiny for the teeth of the world have taken wings. Long ago I gave them all.
Oh, yes, I
need.
I was born today. On my body moves away. Now the comforter abides in me. I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor beneath the veil. All present Hallelujah. All on the ground is he beside. His oath is covenant, his blood. Comfort me, thou wearing flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all. All on the ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then be found.
Oh, yes.
But in his righteousness alone,
people around you, are you ready for the year? Are you ready for the year? Are you? Answer your neighbor. Answer. Are you ready for the year? Are you ready to possess your possession? Are you ready to overcome all obstacles, all hindrances? Amen. God bless you. Be seated. And if you have any testimony to share, then quickly indicate, quickly. Let any coordinator help us coordinate. And maybe I can quickly go over this sent to me directly. Brother Kephas Titus Wapastuda from Yola, Adamawa State. You say you're an online member since 2020. And you said, good morning, our daddy in the Lord. May the Lord continue to give you more wisdom and strength as you continue to walk in his vineyard. You will continue to walk stronger and stronger, both in health, knowledge, wisdom, and strength. And I say amen to it. Whether you say amen or not, now my prayer. Daddy, I have a testimony to share to the glory of God. Apart from being a civil servant, working with the Adamawa State, I'm a farmer. Precisely fish farming and poultry. And I've been in that for almost 20 years. To cut the story short, Daddy, it was one Sunday evening during this restoration period, and it was on the 14th of January, this 2024, when you directed each worshiper to pick a friend. It was my wife that became my prayer partner that day because it was an online service that we were attending. My wife being my prayer partner that day prayed for me to have good market so that I will sell my fish without difficulty because she knows how I have been having problems with customers. Between Monday, the next day, 15th January, to Wednesday, 17th January, I recorded a sales of not less than 200,000 naira, which has never happened before. Until when I was jumping and celebrating that she was telling me it was actually the prayer she made for me concerning my fish business. I said, glory be to God for using the man of God, Pastor Moses Alu, as a shepherd in his vineyard. On Monday 15th, I was having problem with my left ear, but didn't know. Normally, I use my left ear for making and receiving phone calls. That very day when I was trying to make calls, the sound will appear too, which I thought it was with the phone, not knowing I was having ear problem. Until in the evening, when the Holy Communion was going, I confirmed it that yes, there was a serious problem. Immediately I noticed I got cotton, soaked it into anointing oil and put it into the ear. And after the communion, I resolved small and put it in the ear. Glory be to God. In less than 1 hour, I received my healing. And from that day up to today, I'm completely healed. Responsible customers are now rushing to my house almost every day to come and buy. Shalom. God bless you. Can we put our hands together? Yes, now. Any other person? Any testimony here? If there's no testimony, eh? Any testimony there? Again, Psalm 116 and verse 12 is our anchor. Psalm 116 and verse 12 is our anchor. Everybody, everybody.
All his benefits toward me.
What shall I render? What shall I render? What shall I render? Only what? Thanksgiving. Only thanksgiving. Only. Do you have any reason to thank God between the 2nd of January and today, 31st of January? Do you have any reason? Just bow down your head and talk to God now. And thank him for it. And thank him for it. That is all we owe him today. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. Remind them coming. Anybody have a testimony? The phone numbers are on the screen for those of you online members. Send your text or give us a call. In Jesus' name, we pray. That is the posture throughout this week. We have somebody want to testify.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to give God glory, first of all. As I speak to you now, down there in my village, as this man that has been a thorn on everybody's flesh, as I speak to you now, his burial is going on down there in my village. Praise God. So my second testimony, day before yesterday, no, before that, not vision or not voice and not dream, was this feeling that has always come around me, pray that you will not bury anybody apart from this Pharisee that we are burying today. So I kept praying, and I told Sister Juliet and Sister Joma that they should pray, oh, that I don't know, there is this feeling. So they prayed yesterday, while we pick our partner, told us, tell your partner what to pray for you for. So I picked one mommy and I told her, I said, there is this feeling that I've been having for some days now, that I don't want to bury any of my mother's children. So she prayed. Then in the night, I didn't know my twin sister was calling and calling. So when I woke up in the morning, I returned back the call. She was like, I should help her and thank God though, that just the night we prayed the prayer in the evening, in the night of it. She said, where they are selling, she has a shop in front of her house. So she, her husband, and our little baby, they were sitting outside the shop. So she said, a man drove a car, and they just for the man to park the car, the car failed to brake. And normally, the car would just head to the shop, and they clear three of them. But God diverted this
Hallelujah.
Car.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Diverted the car to a bush. And my twin sister was saying, by the time they brought out the man inside the car, they could not recognize the face, the mouth, and everywhere. But I just want to give God glory.
Hallelujah.
For not allowing me to sorrow.
Amen.
For fighting this battle. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Amen. Can never happen. Can never happen. Praise the Lord. We have another one. Give her the microphone.
Church, praise the Lord. I want to give God glory for his mercy upon my life. Bring during empowerment program, when I was
hello,
there,
hello, excuse me, sir.
Okay, let's hear the person online.
Yes. Shalom.
God bless you. We can hear you, Gloria from Adamawa.
Yes, sir. We thank God for program coming to the end for two. My testimony is on the first Thursday of this January, when we hold the program, they said I should make use of the water, and I make use of it because I used to have water. And I was telling God, I said, God, I don't want this water to be a problem for me not to carry on this fasting. And God helped me. I did it. And anytime I take Coke, the water normally shoots too much. But now, the way I'm feeling, no more offer.
Amen.
And I ate anything, I take anything because they told me what I would eat and what I want. But because of this, I eat anything I want to eat.
Hallelujah.
And another testimony, my children, they didn't go to school. When the first time they didn't go to school, all of them were at home. But because of this fasting, God had somebody to give me money, huge amount of money.
Amen.
And all of them are now in school.
Favor.
With a lot of things, a lot of favor all around because of this fasting. Honestly, my heart is full of joy. I say, God, this isn't that to bless us, to make us to feel hope again, to know that God is here. That same God richly bless daddy and give him more grace to carry us along.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And you continue in that testimony in Jesus' name. Yes, sister.
So during this empowerment program, when I was standing here praying, Pastor picked me up. This thing that is happening to me, it passed, I think it should be around 10 years now. I've been experiencing it every January. On the 5th of January, I will see a very big snake will just cut my hair. When I wake up sometimes, physically, I will see the hair on the ground.
Hey.
There is a time, sir, if he doesn't appear on the 5th of January, he will appear. Sometimes I will be sleeping like this. In that January period, I will see that I will be hearing sound of scissors. Bam, 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 bam for my hair. When I wake up, I will look ground. I will be crying. I will see my hair physically on the ground. I have prayed. Sometimes I ask questions that, but I'm serving God. Why is it these things still keep on happening in my life? I was so worried about it. Every January, I will become so scared. I don't know what to do sometimes. And when I pray, I leave it like that. But one thing I understand in this empowerment program that I learned so much is that I should be more close to God. That this program, God used it to bring me more close to him.
That's right.
God used it to make me to understand that I should put him first. Because sometimes I always put God at the second. I would think about my every other thing before I know that the rest one I will have to go to God. But now this empowerment program, God used it and changed a lot and make me, the relationship was so close that if I did not open my Bible in a day, I would be worried.
That's right.
I'm so happy because during the prayers on Sunday, when Pastor was praying for me, I saw myself in my father's house. And that same snake was standing. He couldn't move. I have to chuck in his mouth and bring out my hair. As I'm talking to you, my brethren, everything around me now is testimony.
Put your hands together for Jesus. That's right.
Since Monday, all I've been experiencing, all I've been receiving is blessing. Both international, both local.
Hallelujah.
Everything that I have lost.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Sometimes when I dream like this, dream of good things, it won't come to pass. But all those good things that I've been dreaming for years, all of them beginning to come to pass now. I just want to give God glory.
Amen.
May his name be praised in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's put our hands together again for our God. This year we are unstoppable. Unstoppable. Yes. Let's hear our sister.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for my life.
Shalom, one moment. The bread of Christ.
God bless you. And who is calling?
Okay, I'm Sajula calling from Niger State.
Lillian from Niger State. God bless you. Let's hear you.
Shalom. My testimony is since 2nd of this month, I feel a change in my spiritual life and also my physical life.
Amen.
And I pray also that you that we will live long for us, especially for me.
I can't die now.
That word I say in Philippians 1 verse 25. You will live for me for further revelation, for further joy
before
in
I'm
my
going,
faith, Father.
I go live long. All my enemies will go down.
I live long.
Thank you.
We live long for me, because I need further revelation.
And for my wife, too. I will live long for my wife.
I say you will live long. You will live long. In the place, you will not for you. You will live long so that I will enjoy this further revelation.
God bless you. Thank you very much. I wish you more. Let the fire continue. Let the fire continue.
Amen. I also pray for all the bride of Christ worldwide that we should be here, not only here, but throughout the world of God. In fact, this program has been a full package for this women, not only for this anyone, it's not like a soul, for the rise of the Christ.
God bless you. That's a testimony of this program. That's one of the testimonies we want to hear. God bless you. Mommy, let's hear you.
Shalom, the bread of Christ. I want to thank God for my life. Since November last year, I've been passing through pains, sickness all over me. I will ask God, why? I'm working for you. Why should I pass through pains? Though I come, Prophet Godwin prayed with me. He prayed. The thing left me small. I go back. I still continue praying to God.
Prophet
to
who?
Heal me. Godwin.
Where is he? Where is Prophet Godwin? Stand up. Where is Prophet Godwin? Stand up. Let's see you. That's Prophet Godwin. God bless you.
He prayed with me, and God answered. Then, little time, the thing continued. As if they put me on fire, all my body will hurt. So, I later come, even my eyes, I cannot see far. It will cover my eyes like a smoke. So I later come last week Thursday. Pastor Olumide pray with me. And since then,
hallelujah,
that fire come down on my eyes.
Amen.
I say may his name alone be glory.
Put your hands together for that healing. Amen. Give him glory. Give him glory. Yes.
Church, praise the Lord. I want to bless the name of the Lord for this opportunity. I'm able to join this program from second to third. It has been God all the way. He gave me victory over ulcer. Whenever I want to embark on spiritual program like this, the ulcer will always surface. But God gave me victory that I'm able to do this fasting from the first day up to today.
Amen.
Since we started this fasting, it is today I know that I am fasting. I don't feel it. But today, during the time the choir, we were having our quiet time this afternoon. Yes. All through, I was just sitting down and lying down because I was weak. But one thing I was telling God.
You were hungry?
No, I was just weak, Daddy.
You were weak?
I was just weak since morning. I was just telling God, Daddy, give me the grace. Give me the grace to finish. And he did give me the grace.
Amen.
I want to bless his name.
Thank you.
And secondly, I want to thank this great God. I am here for 30 days. My family is there. God has been providing.
Hallelujah.
He is a great provider. He has used this empowerment program to empower me both physically, spiritually, and I am a living testimony of it. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Put your hands together. Yes. She insisted that she will stay, hang around here for
Hello?
The whole period.
Hello?
And God has answered. Yes, who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Esther. I'm calling from Kaduna.
Esther from Kaduna, you're welcome.
Yes. I want to testify to the goodness of God. I can't believe that I can fast for 30 days.
Oh, we join you to clap hands for Jesus. We join you to clap hands.
I can't believe it. I just want somebody to tell me that I'm dreaming. That I can fast for 30 days without stop. God has delivered me from the spirit of sleep. God has delivered me from the spirit of, I cannot read my Bible, I cannot pray, but I want to testify to the goodness of God that I fasted for 30 days.
Hallelujah.
No sickness,
Hallelujah.
No headache,
Hallelujah.
No chest pain,
Hallelujah.
No dizziness,
Hallelujah.
Nothing. I want to give God all the glory.
Amen.
It has been revelation upon revelation. I read my Bible, I pray, I feel so light,
Hallelujah.
I am happy. I want to give God all the praise.
Amen.
May shalom, that grace, shalom,
may that
shalom.
Grace continue with you, Esther, in the name of Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
Wow. You were Amen. Really, really low in the spirit, oh, Sister Esther. 3 o'clock.
Very low. I couldn't pray.
And you could not stay for hungry up to 3 o'clock.
I cannot fast for
up to 3 o'clock.
Morning to 12 or 1.
Jeez, your case was serious. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Yes. God bless you. More
God,
grace. More grace.
God.
More grace.
Now, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, sister.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for this great opportunity to be part of this program. I started and it was like it was going to be impossible because for a while I've not been able to embark on fasting because whenever I want to start, I'll be having this feeling of passing out. I'll be having turbulence in my stomach, all over my body. When I started, I said, God, I pray to God. I say, God, please help me. I want to be really part of this program. And God helped me. But on Sunday, the enemy struck. Just while we're having our workers' prayer in the morning, I started having pain by my right side of the left side of my stomach, like a joke. But by the time we dismissed and joined the children to continue with the service, it became so bad that I couldn't bear it. When I went to my class, I couldn't attend to my children. I had to tell one of the sisters to tell somebody to come to the class. And I went outside. I was just contemplating on what to do. At the time, I couldn't walk because it went down to my left leg and something kept moving all over my stomach, my left side. I said, God, what nonsense is this? I've never experienced this kind of pain before. I don't think there is any pain as painful as that apart from my labor pain. So it was so severe.
Wow.
I tried to manage myself. I couldn't. At the time, I went to the mat where we lay children. So I sat there. I couldn't lie down. I couldn't sit. I was just so uncomfortable. Even when Brother Barry came to meet me, I was trying to explain to him. And I could hardly talk. But at the time, I started praying. I reminded God of the communion service I've been partaking of. I said, Jesus, I've been eating of your flesh. I've been drinking your blood. So how can I have this kind of affliction? So I just uttered a prayer. And then before I knew it, I dozed off like 5 minutes. Uh-huh. When I woke up, I have never seen such miracle.
Hallelujah.
All the pain ceased.
Disappeared.
I could not believe it. I was even checking myself. I said, God, in fact, see
nothing
now.
Prayers cannot do. Jesus answers prayers. He has never answered your prayer.
He answers
prayers. We know it.
Indeed, he answers prayer. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Clap your hand for Jesus. That's right. He answers prayers. You see? Did you observe that all through the period she was having the pain?
Shalom, church.
Allow me, make me say talk now. Uh-huh. Yes?
This is Sister Mary calling from California. The Lord has been so faithful to me. He has used this program to empower me again.
Amen.
I am back on my feet. And the Lord has made a promise, and I'm very sure this year is the right time, because he has given me that grace that Amen. Will carry that blessing.
Amen.
2 weeks ago, I called Sister Joy. She doesn't know me. And so she was so tired. I just sent her a text to tell me when to call because of the program. And she ended up picking my call. And she was very, very, very tired. But then she was trying to just pray, general prayer. But then I heard her say, Sister, you will not die. I break the casket. I break the casket. I was saying amen over and over and over and other things. And she told me that the Lord said he's going to send a woman on a journey of no return. Hey. 2-3 days from that prophecy, the Guru Maharaj of my family, a mighty tree that thought nobody could pull her down, the Lord Jesus sent her on a journey of no return.
Hallelujah.
I am here to give God the glory because the Lord said that this person will go on a journey, a woman will go on a journey of no return for my deliverance. And he, the Lord, has done it. And
Amen.
I said, to him be all the glory forever and ever in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Shalom, church. God bless
and
you, sir.
That freedom shall be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Sister Joy here. Where is she? Wave your hand. Okay. She said she wants to testify. That's one of our very, very reliable ministers in this church. You call her anytime, she answers all calls. All calls. In fact, come and take offering. Take offering. Take offering. Very reliable. Very, very reliable. Very, very reliable.
Church, yes. I'm blessed. Amen. You are blessed too.
Amen.
I want to appreciate the name of the Lord for what God did for me. On this process of empowerment, God did a lot for me. I remember last week, after attending this program, when I got home, I saw myself losing a goat. And I was losing this goat rightly in my father's house.
In the spirit, you are a goat.
On Sunday, I was there. Daddy touched me. You are loose. Lose yourself. Then when Daddy tapped me, then I fell under anointing. When I fell under anointing, I discovered that something left me.
Hallelujah. Yes, so.
In that very night, that Sunday night, I got home. I saw that in my father's house. He took me to where my brother built house. And that place, that is where they used to have Obi in those days, like when people are gathering, like having elders. Daddy poured oil in that particular place. Daddy said I should start digging this place, that there's something here. And I started digging. I said, Daddy, I'm tired. He said, Joy, dig.
I was digging. Behold, I dig out. I can't explain what this thing is. I dig it out. He said, opened it. And I opened it. Behold, I saw my sieve's name, my name, my
hey.
Were six hey. Numbers.
Hey. Hey. It's not only for her. Clap your hand because it's a general deliverance. That's right.
In the family, we are six in numbers. The names of my sibling was in that place. We lose it and we brought it out. Daddy took the name out. Ooh. I want to appreciate the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because this program.
And that family deliverance shall be permanent.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Praise the Lord, church.
Amen. And on the screen, shalom to the bride of Christ worldwide. I want to return all the glory and honor to the Almighty God for his wonderful work upon me and my family. My daughter received of the grace to fast for 30 days. She has never partaken of before, but by the grace of God, all was made possible. To him we say, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We love him. From Sister Magdalene Kefas from Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. God bless you. More grace, more grace. Shalom, brother of Christ worldwide. I want to thank God who helped me to go through this program successfully. 10 days into the fasting, I developed a terrible pain on the left part of my lower ribs, which spread to my chest. I trusted God to heal me because drugs were not and was not an option because it would mean not participating fully. It wasn't easy. Bore the pain for days, trusting him to take the pain away, and he did. I also trust God that all I have learned this period will remain in me and yield fruit. Sister Esther from Port Harcourt, River State. Let's clap our hands for Jesus again. Amen. Yes. Go ahead, let's hear you, sister.
Praise the Lord, children of God.
Amen.
I want to thank our faithful God who has been faithful to me. He has been my strength throughout this program. I had serious ulcer. But during this program, I noticed I didn't experience any pain at all.
Amen. Every knee must bow. It must bow to the presence of the Lord. Even ulcer.
And I want to thank God who has been answering my prayer, and I've been experiencing procrastination for a very long time. But in this month, there's something I've been planning to do for years, but I noticed that I did it in this January.
Amen.
And
hallelujah.
I also want to thank God for his revelations.
Is it? Okay, go ahead.
Throughout this January, I've been having serious revelations, and when I have and I pray, and immediately I will get the result and the answer, and I will say, mommy, see that prayer I prayed yesterday, you'll see what I saw now.
Hallelujah.
It means that God has answered.
Amen. This procrastination, is it to tell the brother you agree? Yes. God bless you. Don't waste time again. Agree.
Don't praise the Lord, church.
God bless you.
Bride of Christ, praise the Lord.
God bless you. We can hear you.
Praise the Lord, church. For the past 5 months, I've been having this headache that will not just stop. I went to see the doctor, but they said it was due to stress that I should have more rest. So last week, Thursday, I was watching the consecration program, and my husband called me, asking me if I was having headache. And at that time, I had ice pack on my head, because the pain was too much. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, we can hear you.
So he told me to be in the spirit and take the communion wine, but the headache was not normal. So I got serious with the program and I took the communion wine. Since that day till now, I've not felt that hesitation.
Put your hands together for our Jesus.
I just want to testify.
God bless you, Sister Priscilla from the United Kingdom. Sister Priscilla, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know, we have a program in Sheffield on the 12th of April.
Yes, sir.
See you there. I will see you then. God bless you.
Sir.
God bless you. God bless you. Next person.
Shalom, church. I'm here to return all the glory to God, whom have shown me mercy in this empowerment program.
Amen.
I came from Cotonou. I've been joining online, but I said in this last week I must be here to partake on it.
Amen.
So this sickness has been troubling me, and I don't know what is the cause. All through last year, I was admitted 2 times in the hospital. After many series of tests, there will be nothing that will come out as the reason for it. And it is a sickness that comes in a funny way, that if you are not staying with me, you will not understand if I'm explaining. It will come, it will go. But when it comes like that, if you are somebody that knew me before, you must ask what is wrong with you. I'll just look silky, reduce, change entirely from whom I used to be. But when it comes like that, it comes with dizziness. I can't do any little walk. All my body will be turning me like I want to fall down. So it was either 3 days ago, maybe 2 days ago, that pastor mentioned about dizziness. He was coming towards where I was staying. Later, he turned back. So I was just claiming it until he said, if I mention your case, you should come out. Then I had the courage and came out. He prayed with me. And I know as that prayer has come on my head and my head has been anointed, as I go back, I will not experience it again in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Also, I wanted to give this testimony on Friday. I don't know there will be room today for testimony. God has been so faithful to me. Johnny Mercy, I've come before. Pastor Daddy prayed for me when something happened. So I wanted to travel to the east. I came here. I said that after I've gone and come back, I'll come and testify. I did not come. When I was going back, I still came. Prayer was said on my head. I said if I go back and stay for the period that I want to stay in Cotonou before relocating back to here, I will still come. But I've not relocated, but I just want to use this opportunity to give him all the glory. Johnny Mercy.
Amen.
This is how I used to jump from bus to bus in this
Hallelujah.
Lagos. And I've not had any accidents. I've not entered for one
hands
night.
To get down
so
to
I
the
say,
Lord.
May the name
appreciate
of the Lord,
the Lord.
Who prays
appreciate him.
Now and forever.
Amen.
Also, my daughter came here for prayer before she went for her exam. And the sister that prayed for her asked her if she would come back and testify when she passed. She said yes. But since she's staying in boarding school, she has not come. So I give God all the glory for everything. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God bless you. Let's appreciate God again. And on the screen, I glorify the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this empowerment period. Today being the last day of the program brought me joy as a person who I worked for since last year paid me 80% of what he owed me. And promise to pay the balance by next week. I will transfer my thanksgiving offering to the church account. Hallelujah. Ngozi from Abuja. Let's clap our hands and worship the Lord for it. And shalom to the bride of Christ worldwide. I want to appreciate God sincerely for this empowerment hour. It has been a tremendous blessing to my life. I share my testimonies to the glory of Jesus and to encourage the church to keep pressing on. My testimonies go thus. One, in the course of this empowerment program, I had a dream where I was praying somewhere with some brethren and suddenly I could see something was projected into me and I said, back to sender, and it left immediately. Still in that place of prayer, I saw some gunmen alighting from a bike. Their leader pointed at us and asked his cause if we were the one. When they accepted, he, the leader of the gunmen, told them to leave us alone. Praise God, I remembered pastor will bless us and say that our enemies will reject evil assignments against us. I believe it's just a sign of a battle God won for me. Clap your hands now, church. He says, still in the course of this program, a few days back, I saw Prophet Sidney in my compound, and he began prophesying and revealing some secret things that the enemy had done against me and my family. A place was shown to me, and I began digging it. I saw the skeleton of a bicycle, a handheld grinding machine, my shoes. I'm currently still wearing it, and some other female shoes. It was said to me in that revelation that the handheld grinding machine represented continuous labor with no result. Chai. I thank God because I know, as he has exposed it, he also delivered me and my family. Three, lastly, I was in a revelation where I saw myself helping a woman to carry her bucket of debt. As we arrived where I was to keep it, I saw that it was a shrine. And as I kept it, I was about to come out. The woman asked me to drop an offering there, but I refused. And going out, I met the priestess of the shrine who wanted to drop some powder on my hand. But I refused and shouted Holy Ghost fire and escaped. I just want to appreciate God for all these signs of victory he has been giving me. This is also a proof that he restored the word of knowledge to me as we prayed and asked for. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Victory, victory, victory throughout. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
This is Sister Chika from Germany.
Chika,
I want Germany. To testify to the glory of God.
Amen.
I am a benefactor of this program. I have been battling with my health since May. I have breast cancer. To the glory of God, I'm alive today.
Amen.
On the 17th of this month, I had the surgery. Because I've been going through shameful things. This testimony, I said I will come to Bride and give it. But what happened on the 17th made me to give this testimony today. The main one will come. So on that 17th, 4 hours after the surgery, my husband and my sister here, they left. 10 minutes, I felt so pain that they gave me a pain relief tablet. Immediately, I took that, I passed away. I didn't know what was happening again as I was going. Because before they left, they said they took away my phone and said, I'm not supposed to talk to anybody. That my sister, Sister Mary Jane, she put the phone on flight mode. I said, no, I will want to listen to empowerment program. Because all this while, I don't miss it. Even if I'm on pain, I am dying, I'll just be listening to it. So that day, as she left, I said, please put my phone on charger so that I can use it and listen to empowerment by 5 o'clock. Immediately they left, before that empowerment program, all these things happened, I passed away. So as I was going, 10 minutes, I was not on this earth again. The spirit now blocked me on the road and said, where am I going to? I said, I want to join empowerment and I want to finish this program to the end. I say, yes, please. Can I go back and finish it? The spirit now said, go back and continue with that empowerment program. You will finish it to the end.
Hey.
Before you know it, it looked as if I'm alive, but I was dead because my whole room was full with doctors and nurses trying to revive me. There is nothing they did not do. They pressed me with oxygen. The whole room was full. So I was hearing them. The spirit was just there, but I didn't know what. I can't come back to life. They were doing all sorts of things with me. They didn't even mind the stitches again I had because I had the surgery that day. So I heard when the doctor said her heartbeat has ceased, no pulse, they can't feel anything. They would take me to emergency and then they will use electric shock to bring me back to life. I was hearing them, but I can't come back to that body. Sure. The spirit was just monitoring. I was pleading the blood of Jesus. Jesus, have mercy. I will complete this empowerment. Jesus, have mercy. Do not allow them to make mistakes. They should not do anything mistakes. I will not die.
That's how they took me up to the emergency room and used electric shock and everything. I was on life support till the following morning. I could not talk. My legs seized, my hands, every system knocked down, but I was seeing them. So that is how inside that that room, they now said it's epileptic stroke. They took me to stroke ward. The doctor came, the professor came. They did everything around 4 a.m. The following day, I begin to come back to life. I didn't know that they have already called my husband that in case of anything, your wife is gone. Hey. You know, my husband and my sister, Mary Jane, they were so uncomfortable that night. They cried till the following morning. So that is how they came to the hospital around 8 o'clock. Before they brought me out from the emergency room, it was around 4 p.m. in the evening. I just want to testify because hey. God allowed me to see today, the last day of this empowerment, that I never believed that I will witness.
Glory.
Although I'm still on pain from the stitches of the cancer operation, but I will still come to bread by the grace of God to testify.
Put
that
your hands together, bread
Thank
of Christ
God that
worldwide.
I may partake of this testimony in the name of Jesus. My thanksgiving
I
offering will be sent to you.
I have found a friend in Jesus.
Yes,
He's everything to me.
Tell
your testimony.
He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He is the lily of the valley. In you alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow is my comfort. In trouble is my safe. He casts every care on Him to roll. He is the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. He is the fairest of 10,000.
When Jesus comes,
the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills my life in glory.
Oh,
all is changed when Jesus comes today.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus comes. Tempter's power is broken.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away.
Oh,
He is the good and fill my life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to save.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus comes,
oh.
The tempter's power is broken.
Put your hands together for Jesus again. Did you hear Sister Chika from Germany? This empowerment program has been registered in heaven. Oh, I'm excited. Very, very excited. She died. The angel told her, go back and continue with the empowerment program. Hallelujah. They were battling her spirit. They were disturbing her spirit from coming in. Hey, things are happening. Let's clap our hands again for our Jesus. On the screen again, shalom to the bride of Christ. Worldwide, I sincerely appreciate God for being with me and my brother from day one of this program till the end. When the program began, we didn't have any means to join the church in bread breaking. So we felt discouraged and decided not to partake in the program. Lo and behold, I got to Pastor Gabriel and Brother Godson in order to ask if we can join with breaking bread. They accepted. So we joined, and after that day till date, God opened a door for us, which we were able to break bread with the brethren. Sister Clarice from Cameroon. Can we clap our hands, church? That's right. I told you God is interested in this program. Let's see our brother.
Lord, Church, praise the Lord. First of all, I want to thank God for the gift of life. Also, Bride of Christ worldwide, whether here or online, if you're a partaker of this empowerment program, go and rejoice.
Amen.
Because the Lord has used the empowerment to do a lot. It happened on second Sunday of this month. After our prayer in the powerhouse there, as I want to come down, so one elderly mommy in that powerhouse there, she just called me, said, "Brother, I don't know anything about you. I used to see you in powerhouse or in the church. But the Lord revealed to me your case. I don't know what you are going through." He said, I saw the angel of the Lord fighting a battle for you. At the end of the battle, they handed gun to you." So I was looking at her after the whole message. He was asking me whether I understand. I said, "I understand." I left her. So God now on his own now revealed it in on my dream. But because before that that message, there is a lot of some funny dream and a lot of things I know that I'm going through. But since this year, since this January, all those dreams, all those funny dreams, or sometimes you will sleep, somebody will pursue you. I'm the one pursuing them now.
Amen. You're empowered now. Pursue the pursuers.
So I say, may his name and Lord be glorified in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen. Let's clap our hands again for our Lord. On the screen, before we hear you, Sister, shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. I'm Sister Angela from Enugu. Last year, empowerment program, Brother Lumide gave us empowerment keys. The one that seemed hard for me was offering to my father because we didn't have good relationship. I obeyed and started giving him offering every month. Last year, July, he started forcing me to go for my master's. I didn't have money for it. And his condition was that I should leave Bride. But to the glory of God Almighty, he said, I shouldn't worry, that he will sponsor my master's program. And he started paying my school fees last year. The empowerment keys works. Praise God. Yes, those keys for empowerment, they work. Follow them. God bless you, sister. Let's hear you.
Lord. I said, praise the Lord. This God is a wonderful God.
Hallelujah.
He doesn't have part two. He has done what no man cannot do. I thank God I am here to testify because he has done it for me. This thing happened is last year. Enemy don't want me to participate in this empowerment. But I thank God that I'm one of the part of the people that's doing it today.
Yes, so.
Do you know what happened?
No.
After.
You ask now, answer now. We
do
don't
you
know.
Listen to me. After Pastor Moses, our daddy prayed for me. So, because I didn't start early. So, after the prayer. So, I saw myself in the dream in a way that Pastor Moses was, you know, coming to me and asking me questions. I was replying. So, he now drew me. I was in the group. He now drew me out of that group. So, I was asking Dad, he said, what are you doing? He said, I am not among all those people. I have to come out from that place. So, I opened my eye. I said, what is the meaning of this? I said, okay. So in that realm, I was asking myself, say, why am I not among? So I now saw that they are different among me. Because what they are wearing, what they're doing, everything, I am not doing it, but I am in the midst of it. Now, pastor now brought me out. So after everything, when I get up, I pray. I say, thank you, Jesus Christ, for that I'm not among them. So that one now left. So do you know what happened? So after 2 days or 3 days, as if I saw a man coming at my back. touching me. I didn't understand because I'm seeing from down, but I'm not seeing up. I said, "Oh God, what is all this thing?" Even in the church, it almost happened in the church. I was sat down like this. A man just come and tap me, and the same thing that happened on Sunday. The same place that daddy touched me is the same place that that the same man is touching me.
Where's the brother? Come out.
So do you know what happened? So when anointed carry me, they brought me out. So when they brought me out, so do you know what happened? I now begin to tell pastor, say what happened. I thought he's a spiritual husband. So pastor said, no, go and bring the man. So when I went out that Sunday, I was asking God, say, please God, forgive me. Forgive me, please God. I didn't know whether an angel or my own angel or your own come to me. Please. Throughout that night, as if my mind there, no, not to show. So the following day being Tuesday, I didn't pray much prayer. Ah, Jesus Christ. I didn't pray much prayer. I saw a man stand that they are bare white. And he don't say it has been long that this man appeared for me. And this man was the same man that telling me what is wrong and what is good. So the man appeared. When he appeared, he said, remove this cloth. And I remove it. As I want to remove it, he backed me. So when he backed me, I remove it. And I put that white cloth away. He said, how do you feel now? I said, I'm okay. He said, now go.
Hallelujah.
It is well with you.
Hallelujah.
So I want to use this opportunity to say thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. That is, sorry. Do you know what happened? Listen to me. I have to thank God, and I thank God for Pastor Moses that used Pastor Moses to break the yoke. The yoke that enemy have fight for me. He fighting every year. It's like a reinforcement that nothing good will come into my life. But daddy used this month, this wonderful month, to break that yoke. And today, I am receiving favor, financial favor. Every good thing now is looking for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Put your hands together. Give him glory. Amen. Wait. Is the person here or online? I'm hearing something in the spirit. You woke up all through the morning hours and you were hearing a song in your ear. He brought me out of the miry clay. Is the person here? He brought me out of the miry clay. You were hearing that song. Is the person here? If you are here, stand up. Let me see you. And if you're online, then give me a call. You were hearing that song.
He brought
me out of the miry clay. Yes? Go on, let's hear the call.
Hello? Shalom, the bride of Christ.
Shalom. Sister Tina from the US.
I want to thank God for what the Lord has done for me in this empowerment period. I want to thank God for our daddy pastor, Moses, whom the Lord is using so much in this congregation. I give him all the praise in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God because one of the days in the empowerment period, on a Thursday precisely, I was down with so much pain, fever, and headache. And when he was ministering on a Thursday, he asked us, you know, to touch those areas that we are having pain. So, and behold, the fever that I was having, they were all gone. The pain all over me, because before I went to bed, I was down with pain. I was like, God, thank God they are going to have a Thursday service that you're going to use this service to heal me. After the prayer, I woke up in the middle of the morning to join for the service. Lo and behold, all the things were all gone.
Put your
and
hands together for God again.
Amen.
Sister Tina, that healing shall be permanent in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we hear our mommy before we move on? More calls are coming in.
Praise the Lord, church.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for this empowerment program. I thank
God for move to your left a little bit. God bless you. So the camera can see you very well.
I thank God for the grace he gave me and how he empowered me this period for prayers. Praise the Lord. Because...
Mommy, you are covering our offering plate. We need it. Thank you.
Because it got at a time, I couldn't pray again. I was so weak spiritual, you know. It seems as if the joy of my salvation had just left me. If I want to pray, sometimes I will sit to pray. My mouth will be closed. Somebody has something that sealed my mouth. To sing praises, I cannot sing. To pray, I cannot pray. I will stand there. I will force myself. I will begin to sing. Before you know it, I will start to pray. But this empowerment program, the fasting, I finished the fasting. Even sometimes, I used to end my fasting around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Hallelujah.
Since the fasting started, there is no doubt I ended the fasting by 3 o'clock. Either 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and I don't feel it. Just God just empowered me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This period, and he has restored the joy of my salvation. He has restored my prayer life because now I can praise God for hours without ending.
Put your hands together. That's the restoration we're looking for.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God
bless
you.
Now I can continue praising. When I praise and I'm singing, I'm dancing, I'm happy. I used to feel happy now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I said I will not take this one for granted. I shared testimony concerning my son that they kidnapped on the 24th
yes.
of this month.
Yes.
So in that testimony now, you know, I did not see him. It's just what he told me. So later on, he called me. He was telling me, Mommy, that this thing that happened is not ordinary. He said that because he's not seen that this thing. In that spot, they kidnapped my son. They kidnapped two blood brothers. And their cars were found inside their boot. They killed them and dumped them inside their car. Two blood brothers. This is where they kidnapped my son. He said that it's just the mighty power that suppressed them. Their leader came out and was quarreling with them. Why do you people still leave these men here? That if I go and come back, if you do not carry them and go and drop them where you pick them, I'm going to deal with you people.
Hey.
They even said that they should refund his phone, refund his wristwatch. They gave them 5,000 naira
hey.
To find their way.
Hey! 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 I will serve this Jesus. I will serve him. I will serve
him. Praise the Lord. So I told him, yes, it's the mighty power of God. That the God that we serve in Bride Assembly, the God that my pastor preaches, is not an ordinary
Hallelujah.
God. He is the number one God of the whole
Hallelujah.
Universe.
Hallelujah.
And he just intercedes. And all these things happen within this empowerment program.
Yes.
So I just want to thank God who visited me. And my son that I live with here in Lagos, he traveled home yesterday to go and meet with the senior, to go and see him. He said he should not go. Let him and see him to know if he's still alive. So he traveled home yesterday and God granted him journey
Amen.
Mercy. Now the two of them are together now.
Hallelujah.
So I want to thank God at this moment.
Somebody
of
stand up
God
and shout, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Say it again, say it again. Say it again, say it again. Tell everybody around you, Jesus answers prayers. He answers prayers. He answers prayers. God bless you. Be seated. Can we take any more?
Shalom. Okay. Shalom. Shalom, brethren in Christ.
God bless you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Abuja. I am Sister Chidima Ngai.
Chidima from Abuja. God bless you.
Oh, yes, sir. My testimony and my thanksgiving goes this way. Before I located a Bride Assembly, I lost my sister. So there was a woman that my sister was following up and down to go and preach. She's in one of the denominations. And so when my sister died, the woman said that she needs to be praying for me and my family. So the woman will leave Lagos and come to my house and sleep over and do night vigil. After night vigil, we'll give her money. Every time the same thing. At a point, my husband got tired and said, he's not doing this thing again. It's as if this woman is coming for the money. So we told her, I told her the last time she called, I said, Mommy, we have traveled though. We are not around. She said, but she wants to come over now and do the prayers with us. She will even bring some other people to the house. And when the last time, when we gave her money, she said the money is too small. So we just, I told her we traveled. So, but as we started this empowerment program, last week Sunday, all of a sudden, I just on Sunday, as I was following, this woman sent me a message. If you see the kind of message this woman sent me, because since I located Bride Assembly, I just stopped inviting her everything. I became very dependent on God, the way Pastor Moses taught us, and God has been coming through for us. So all of a sudden on Sunday, she sent me a message. She said, sister, you better pray. What I saw, revelation I saw, is not good. Go for deliverance. As I am like this, I am in Prayer Mountain in Lagos. On my way, can I stop over in your place? I just sent her a message. I sent her a message in Psalm 33, verses 18, which says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon Amen. Them that hope in his mercy. I said, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. I said, mommy, God is with me. God will not forsake me. My eyes are on him and I look up to him. He will not close his eyes over me. Immediately I sent that one to her. She now sent me a reply rejoicing. She didn't reply again. So I didn't even know that I had it in me. That thing Pastor Moses was saying, if it was before, I would have told her, mommy, oh, come, oh, come and pray for us, you know. But all of a sudden, I didn't know that she wanted to create fear in me. But there was something in me that I didn't even know was in there. And it's all because of the teaching of my pastor. It enabled me to confront it. And I told her, mommy, God is with us. And that prayer that you want me to go and get to someone, we're already doing it in my church. I believe that God is fighting for me. I may not see it, but he's doing it for me. So I just want to thank God. This is empowerment for me. He must not give me money to build any house or buy any car. This one, that knowing who I am in Christ and knowing that I should not be running up and down, I am the prophetess of my own home.
Hallelujah.
I and my family is liberation.
Hallelujah.
And empowerment. I give God the glory. I give God the glory. Shalom, brethren.
We are the Word made flesh today. That is what the scripture says. Oh, yes. We are anointed.
Yes, we are anointed.
We are inspired.
And inspired by our God.
Oh, the
original life.
Hallelujah.
The original life. The original seed. The original one. With the unfair, the original life, the original sin.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. That's the kind of faith I'm looking for. We are not given the spirit of fear, but what? Boldness, sound mind, spirit of adoption, power, authority. Don't let anybody use scary revelation against you. Anybody that tells you, I see you say you die. Tell us, say before, uncle, I go die one day now. Yes, now you saw the day I will die. Praise God. You, uncle, you don't see your own. You see, so you go die one day now. Hallelujah. God bless you. I love that boldness. Don't let anybody scare you. Scare you with I see you die. So if God will show you, say I go die, what the solution did he give you? He gave you solution. Say, he told me I should pray for you. Praise God. So continue the prayer. Finish. The Lord say, I should go to the mountain for you. Bye-bye. Safe journey. Simple. Amen. Don't, that mumu something is gone. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. As to victory is ours, who were chained down in the past. To jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's original life. Clap your hands again for that spirit of boldness. Amen. Who is next? No more.
Shalom, church.
Shalom, church.
God bless you, Ogechi, from Germany.
Yes, it's Ogechi from Germany. I want to thank God for the grace to start this empowerment and to finish up. I give him all the glory for his mercy upon my life.
Amen.
I also want to thank God because I noticed a lot of things during this fasting. Many times in my dream, I was presented food to eat. And if I'm about to eat the food, somebody would just call me and say, remember, you are fasting, don't eat. And I wake up, I will not eat that food. Mm-hmm. And I also want to thank God for Johnny Macy. My husband traveled to Nigeria. Before the traveling, I was so scared because I was having a lot of revelation. Even my husband, too, have the revelation. The one I had, I saw myself with my husband going somewhere. So we meet a man. The man was looking very angry. So in that dream, as we are going, we enter a room. That room looked strange. So this person who saw in the dream was asking us, what are we doing here that nobody entered here and go back alive? So I told the person I was sent by Pastor Moses. He said, who is Pastor Moses? I said, Pastor Moses is Alan, Bride Assembly. The man now said, okay, go back, but you have to be very careful. You may also meet trouble on your way while going. So as I was about to leave the room, I saw another man again. The man wanted to rush my husband. So I rushed in front of my husband, and I wake up. When I wake up in the morning, I was trying to tell my husband the dream. And my husband told me that he is also scared. But he saw himself traveling to Nigeria, and he has an accident, and he died. So I was so scared. I said, God, I don't know what the enemy are planning. And a friend here also has the same revelation and told me to pray for my husband. So my husband traveled to Nigeria. I just told him, please, if you get to Nigeria, make sure you come to the Bride Assembly. I never know that he will come because my husband is somebody like never agree on anything about prophet or he never agree with it. So when he got to the Bride Assembly, come in there, I'm there. I never believe him. He said, okay, let me show you. I was so surprised when I saw him in a video call with Prophet Samarati and Pastor Sydney. I was so happy, shouting. I said, oh, I'm so happy. He said, yes, I want you to be happy. Later, he told me that he wants to go and pray. He wants to go to the altar and pray. So when he come back, he told me, I feel the presence of God in that altar.
Clap your hands,
I prayed
church,
like
man.
Never before.
That's right. That's
I was
right.
So happy. I was so happy. I want to thank God for Johnny Macy. Here now he's back to Germany. I want to thank God for protection and everything. I also want to thank God for this empowerment. God give me the grace to start. I never feel anything. Sometimes I do this 6 to 6, sometimes 6 to 3. I never feel anything. I want to give God all the glory for all the revelation and the vision. My dreams have been resolved, and I pray that it shall be permanent.
God bless you. Shalom. Can we put our hands together again? We will have to pause these testimonies after I read this one on the screen. We'll continue on Friday night. Friday night, keep testifying to the glory of God. So, all of you, please hold your fire Friday night. Shalom, church. I'm Nkechiele Nwalom from Bride Assembly, Abakaliki. I wish to thank God for a wonderful program and also wish to thank God for so many blessings that come to my family during this program, which includes job opportunities, business establishment, a new Infinix phone bought for me by my brother, and healing from arthritis, and also a foundation of a new building. God who does all this for me be highly exalted and glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. My special thanks also to our daddy, Pastor Moses Alu, and the entire ministers of God in Bride Assembly Lagos Church. May God bless you richly in Jesus' name. The church we say, can we clap our hands, church? Amen. I'm still waiting for that person. If you are just coming in, you didn't hear that revelation I gave. Today you were hearing the song in your ear. I don't know. He brought me out of the miry clay. If you are the one, please, I want to know you. I want to see you. It's a message for that person, whoever it is. If you're online, please give me a call. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have... Who is the person? Heard it when?
Justin is from Akwanga Church.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I am Justin Justin from Akwanga Church.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, that was the one that God gave me the song.
You are hearing
he gave me
today.
Two songs. After that one, he now gave me, saying, he threw me out from the marketplace.
You are the one.
Then the second one, he now say that, if you lead me now, where will I go? If you lead me now, where will I stay?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. God bless you. Listen to me through the phone. Listen to me through the phone. God bless you. This is the message for you. The Lord is fighting a battle for you and wants you to midnight prayers, thanksgiving. Just praise Him. Just praise Him. Give Him praise for 4 nights. There's a serious battle the Lord is doing for you. 4 nights, after 4 nights, you will see something. God bless you. That's the message for you. Yes?
I was praying with somebody online this morning. I heard a song which I gave to the sister.
Same song?
Yes, this morning.
Amen. And you? You too?
Yes, sir.
He brought me out of the miry clay. God bless you. Brought me out. Out of the miry clay. Praise the Lord. Listen very well. Listen very well, church. We have been empowered for 30 days. 30 days. Listen very well. Amen. Spiritual exercises. What we have tried to do for you is like a rocket. A rocket, listen very well. A rocket, there is a satellite that is supposed to be sent out to the outer space. They build it here. A satellite does not use fuel. All that it uses is solar energy. As long as the sun hits the batteries there, it's on, and it could be on for years. But something is holding him here on earth. The atmosphere here, the gravitational pull of the earth. That is, who was that a physician? The law, whatever goes up must come down. Isaac Newton, the great physician that discovered that law. The law has been existing. He said he discovered it. Amen. You go up, there is something on earth here that pulls us. That is the reason why we don't go off in the atmosphere like that, the universe. If you go beyond the atmospheric atmosphere of the earth, where the gravity ends, you're on your own. And so, for that satellite to stay there and remain there on its own, depending only on solar power, nothing can pull it down anymore. There is a rocket that they build that fires it to shoot up and go beyond the Earth's atmospheric pressure. Once it goes over there, shoot it up, then it releases it. It's on its own. It helps him to throw that thing with force beyond anything that can pull it down. That is exactly what we have done in these 30 days. To help you go. And when you reach there, remain in that level that you are in. Nothing can pull you down again. Amen. Amen. So don't say, ah, thank God I got a chop now. We have now taught you how to fast. That you can fast. So make fasting part of your life. Amen. You will fast. And remember that it even helps your health. Physically. Have your fasting programs during the month. During the week. Have your time with God. That is why in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Maybe let's read what Apostle Paul was telling the Thessalonians chapter from verse 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 from verse 16.
Rejoice evermore.
Do you know why you must rejoice? Because we are victorious. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rejoice evermore.
Pray without ceasing.
I want you to notice something. They are short verses. It's the Holy Ghost that broke it down. Verse 16 again.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing.
Can you see? Verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Now verse be that too. Because it is loaded with meaning. The next verse.
Pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing. Just that sentence is a verse. Meditate on it. It's a sermon of his own. We are to live a prayerful life. And I told you that as Christians, we don't have prayer time. We have prayer life. I repeat, when you say there is prayer time, then you begin to, anything can disturb you when the time comes. When you set yourself a time, then you keep, you know, postponing things till that hour. And if that hour comes and you sleep off or something distracts you, then you have not, you've stopped praying. I say we should have prayer life. I don't know how to explain this thing I know. I don't know how to explain it. Prayer life, Sam. Prayer life. Prayer life. Even today, and I do it regularly, even when you are, I'm taking my bath, and you hear me say, Lord, as I am cleaning myself physically, so clean me spiritually, oh Lord. Wash me spiritually, oh Lord. It's prayer. Every time, prayer. Anywhere, prayer. If you're alone, prayer. Say something. Say something. And no statement you make, prayer statement you make, that is without the result. Cultivate it. Don't wait until there is a problem. Then you are gearing up. No. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Always cultivate prayer life. Inside the vehicle, you are traveling. Prayer. Don't because of fear. That is when you are praying till you reach your destination. You are inside aircraft. Immediately they take off. For Jesus. Hey, Jesus. The plane do like this. Hey, Jesus. Jesus, I shall not die. And I shall come down. Then when the plane come down, say, then you have forgotten. Some other things. No! That's fear now. That's not life. That's fear. That's fear. Praise the Lord. Pray without ceasing. And the next verse is very important. The next verse.
In everything, give thanks.
In everything, give thanks.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
Learn to have a grateful heart. Appreciate God. It creates relationship with God. Because when you are praying, you are asking God to do something for him. I mean, for you. You are putting him at work for you. But when you are saying you are thanking him, now you are giving something to him. And this relationship should be two ways. Always learn to thank him. And when you cultivate that lifestyle, you grumble less. Because you have too many reasons to thank him. Too many reasons to thank him. If you prayed before you entered that vehicle, or you are praying while you were in that vehicle, after you step down from that vehicle, you should now begin to thank him. Father, I thank you for the journey mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I know you are the one that brought me safely. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think that should replace speaking in tongue that Pentecostals are taught. That should be our speaking in tongue. Every time you are saying something, not you have said nothing. Say something. Say something. Say something that your spirit will say amen to. Amen. In everything, in every situation, when a bad news comes to you, shock, recover with, thank you, Father, because I know you are in charge. When a bad news comes to you, quit notice. Your mama don't die. Accident of your brother. As you recover from the shock, the next thing is, Father, I thank you because I know you are in charge. Because this same person, I have prayed for your protection over him. If you allow it to happen, then there's something you want to achieve. Glorify your name by that. Before you begin to do whatever else he will lead you to do. Read on.
Quench not the spirit.
Eh?
Quench not the spirit.
Eh?
Quench not the spirit.
Because there is an anointing you have received now. There is an anointing you have received now. Don't let it die. Don't let it die. Quench not the spirit. This revival that is on, continue with it. What was it that was keeping it on fire? Watch what you are doing throughout this period. There are a lot of things you abstained from so that you be in the spirit. Continue with it. Amen. Quench not the spirit. And what did he say again?
Despise not prophesying.
And I've explained this before. Amen. When the Lord ministers anything to you, this gift that we have that he uses to minister to us, the gift of the word of knowledge, the ability to know from God. I told you it comes in four ways. We have the vision. We have the audible voice. We have what again? Dream. Your dream. And then the inspiration. Now, when God gives you any revelation, don't joke with it. Don't downplay it. When somebody comes to give you a prophecy, every prophecy is a prayer point. Don't despise it. Don't look down on the vessel that the person is using. Listen to the message. Not even how the message is given, but what it is saying. Take it seriously. Be sensitive in the spirit. Be sensitive. Especially those of us who operate the gift of inspiration. When it comes, you know, you begin to think it is your thought. You know, you can quench that gift by ignoring it. When you refuse to respond to it, very soon you won't hear it again. But the more you respond to it, the clearer it comes. Every gift, when you respond to it, it becomes more effective. Every spiritual gift you have, the more you use it, the better it becomes, the clearer it becomes, and the easier it becomes for you to operate it. Whether it is healing, deliverance, you know, you see our healing and deliverance team, you see their gifts are growing. They are not the only ones that have the gift, but because they come here every week, stay from morning to night praying for people, they are exercising the gift. It becomes better, sharper. You see, so also it is even with the grace to pray. The more you give time to prayer, the easier it becomes for you to pray. The more you give time to prayer, the easier and sweeter it becomes to pray. When you begin to feel heavy to pray, it's a serious problem. And so, don't despise prophesying. Don't despise it. And what did he say in the next verse?
Prove all things.
Yes.
Hold fast that which is good.
Prove all things. Prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. And we're talking about spiritual things now. Once you have confirmed that there is a grace of God, that it is God that talks to you, you have confirmed it. You have confirmed that this gift you have is of God. Hold on to it and develop it. When you know a brother, a sister, God actually talks to him, talks to her. Amen. Take what they tell you seriously. Prove. The Bible gives us permission to prove. It's not rejection. If I've never confirmed your gift, and you give me an instruction, the Lord say I should do this, I don't go do amo. How will I know that it's God? I must prove it. I don't know if you understand me. Bride assembly here, and Bride of Christ worldwide, you are joined to this ministry. You should be wiser than so many people with all this nonsense out there. The person has never given you revelation. For instance, now, if we say don't sleep, you know, the Lord say, if I come to you and say, Sam, I've never given you a revelation before. You don't know me. I say, Brother Sam, the Lord say you should stop sleeping when you are at the post of duty at the altar. Now, it is true now you were sleeping. So that one don't need proving. It's a confirmation. But the Lord say that you should go to the mountain for 5 days. You don't know the person. Go and do what? You will ask. You don't know the person. In your heart, you will thank the person. Thank you. But when you leave that person, say, Father, confirm to me that you are the one talking. And he will do it. That's the proving. Don't despise anybody. Don't fight anybody for giving you revelation. Don't say the Lord, God bless you. Thank you very much. The only time you will fight is if you want to enforce it. You don't tell me. Now you get the message. No, be God, tell me. And leave me and God now. Once you have confirmed, and I'm telling you now how to confirm, tell the Lord, Father, if you are the one, confirm it. Don't tell anybody you have asked for confirmation. Somehow, either in your dream or another person will come and give you a revelation that confirm it, then you act on it. I'm saying this to prevent you falling victim of people who want to act that they are gifted. There are acting gifted people. There are impersonators that impersonate gift so that they will appear spiritual. And always, they never tell you anything good. They will never tell you between now and next week, the Lord is say, you have a second car. They never say that. Pray for wisdom. I say, pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. Praise the Lord. I have a very funny friend that called me earlier in the day and said, he called me, he said, he want to tell me something. Say, your wife, tell him. He said, retired general. He said, your wife, tell him, say, this morning, call and say, may they relocate to, you know, they say yesterday also, may they relocate to America. He said, think for himself, for this age, make him go to America, go do what? He said, no explanation, I will explain to this woman that this argument will end. He said, okay, no problem. So he went and bought Quran and brought the Quran and kept it in the house. And the wife came and saw Quran I said, what do I do with Quran? He said, you know, there's Christianity, there is Islam. I understand that this one, then they permit more than one wife. So I'm trying to read it and see how, in case you go to America, may I remain here, if I can have another wife. He said, now, when he came back later, he said he did not see the Quran and the wife has not spoken about going to America again. He said, you see, this thing solved the whole problem. So he said, we need wisdom. He said, the wife not talk about going to America again and the Quran has disappeared. So let's pray for wisdom so that some people will stop disturbing us with unnecessary disturbance. He's saying, don't become grandfather. He said, you go stay for America. He said, Alu, if you have money, Nigeria is the best place to stay. Alu, if you have money, Nigeria is the best place to stay. Pray that you have money, Alu. Pray that you have money and bring back your family to Nigeria. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, prove all things and hold to that which is
good.
Good. And what's the last thing?
Abstain from all appearance of evil.
Because it will disturb this grace that you have now. It will disturb it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This year, we have started it on a good note. And let this benefit continue with you. Make sure you don't absent yourself from all, especially prayer programs. Our Thursday program, of course, you know our Sunday services, religious people, we don't remind them. They don't say Sunday. Nobody they advertise Sunday service. Nobody. Because when they wake up today on Sunday, everybody knows that they go to church. Our communion that we are starting from this Sunday, every Sunday, is to remind us of the reason to serve this God. Don't miss it. Wherever you are around the world, don't miss it. It's an online program. Those of you in Lagos here, in your house fellowship centers, immediately we close service, first service in the morning. This is our evening service, our communion service, our evening service every Sunday. Most inter-message churches in those days that I know, even Braham Tabernacle, they hold services in the morning and in the evening. Around Lagos, I know many of them. They come in the morning, they come in the evening. We too, we're an inter-message church. We'll be coming in the evening. And we'll be holding communion, strictly communion. From 5 to 7, we close. And watch your spiritual life this year. Watch your testimony this year. The Lord told me that this year shall be our year of restoration. Can we stand up? Can we stand up? Listen, we are going to take just some few more minutes. You are going to take the communion, and after we take the communion, then we shall praise God, then we shall share grace and go. And our workers, don't forget. And then our Thursday program continues with the anointing service. The grace is here now. The grace is here now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Line by line. You make my life so beautiful as we take the communion, bread and wine. Make my life so beautiful. Wait, sorry. I told you yesterday we should fulfill all righteousness. And when you are coming today, drop an offering. It is a thanksgiving offering. We have not been taking offering throughout the 30 days, but those of you who had reason to do, you have been doing it, but this is now. Fulfill all righteousness. As we close the program with thanksgiving, thank him with an offering. God bless you. You make my life so beautiful. So beautiful.
Made my life so beautiful, and as you have made me here and there. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you. So you made my life so beautiful. Oh, and I see you have made me here and there. There's nothing greater than thee. As I love you forevermore. Oh, oh, oh. I want more of you. I want more of you. Jesus, the more I know you, the more I want to know you. Jesus, more of you. Oh, I want more of you. I want more of you. Jesus, the more I know you, all I want to know you, Jesus, more of you.
Say, Lord, I want more.
I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of thee. You have made me here on earth.
There's nothing greater than thee. That's why I love you forevermore. You made my life so beautiful. Oh, and I see you have made me here and there. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you, oh, forevermore. Oh, I want more of you. You, Jesus, the more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you.
Say, Lord, I want more of you.
I want more of you.
I want more of you.
I want more of you. Jesus, the more I know you, more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you.
Say, Lord, I want more, I want more of you.
I want more of you.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh. I want more of you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus, the more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus, more.
Say, Lord, I want more of you.
I want more of you.
Lord, I want more of you.
I want more of you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, the more I know you,
the more I want to know,
the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you.
He says, give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lift up first and say, give me you.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late.
So give me you.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Say, give me you.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late.
say, give me you.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not to say,
oh, oh.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
If you feel me, Lord, feel me till I want no more. God, I might feed this nation. Feel me now. You are the fountain,
fountain of life. Flowing from the living water, flowing from the throne of God, fill me now.
You are the fountain,
fountain of life, flowing from the living water, flowing from the throne of God, fill me now.
Down at the cross, where my Savior died. Down away from cleansing from sin, I cried. Dead to my heart was the blood applied. Then I'm singing,
glory to His name.
Oh, at the cross,
at the cross,
at the cross,
where I fall saw the light.
Oh,
and the bodies of my heart rolled away.
Oh yes,
He was there. By faith I received my sight,
oh,
and now I am happy all the way.
Oh, at the cross,
at the cross,
at the cross,
where I fall saw the light, and the bodies of my heart rolled away.
It was there,
it was there by faith I received my sight, and now
before you, your hand is exactly what happened in Exodus chapter 12, where they were to leave, pass over from bondage to freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. So let me just confirm something. Has somebody developed any problem in your left leg around your knee? Here? That came to take the communion here? Anybody here? You have a pain in your left leg around the knee? Come forward. You are the one?
Yes, sir.
Left leg around the knee?
Yes, sir.
One of the brother coming behind? Confirm, please. Yes. Call up. Eh?
Yes. Yes.
By her side. When did it all start?
Oh, no. It started this morning when I was coming to work.
What of you?
Last year, sir.
You know what? That's why I removed my shoe. It was so painful. Eh? The angel hit my left as I was standing there. I knew he wanted to heal somebody. We'll confirm it. Remove your shoe. Everybody, lift up that bread. See? Now that I mention it, it don't come out. She said, I don't mention it. I touch on my leg. Anybody will bring your problem here, come they hit me with your problem, I return it to you. Why should I come to church and a carry person problem, they go house? Which kind of nonsense is that? Am I Jesus? Jesus paid it all. Why are you putting on me? Let me do you. Hurry up, who are those still taking? The people that will always come late for everything. When they don't serve all finish, you see them, they run, they go, I go, they ask, where did they come from? Every day since we started.
Many will don't finish. They go sit and they run, then they come. I say, where did they come from? That means you are not here during the exhortation. When we are worshiping, you are not here. Eh? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They are still coming. When the door is closed, rapture are taking place. They are going to lift up the bread. Anybody light in complexion? Young girl Oluchi? Anybody like that here? Anybody like that bearing that name? Light in complexion? You? Oluchi? Anybody like that? Oh no, Oluchi is light. I saw something. Eh? Light in complexion. Light in complexion. Is that your name? No, okay, hold on. That person has a stomach problem. You are the one. Okay, you are not black now. God wants to heal you. Now. Now. God wants to heal you. And he will heal you. Daddy, he will heal you. We can't end this program with pain. Lie, lie. Lie, lie. You will confirm it here now. Lift up that bread. They ate it and they passed over. And the Egyptians that tried to come after them, the God that delivered them with a Passover lamb, destroyed them. Anything that will try to disturb your peace this year, under this covenant of the blood of Jesus, that nonsense will be destroyed. I said that nonsense will be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. The body of Jesus is broken for me. Ah, hold on. Who is this? Hallelujah. Is there any other Oluchi again? Migraine headache. Is there any other person by that same name again with a migraine headache? If the person is here, run outside quickly and come and see God. Confirm that name again with migraine headache. If the person is here, run out. And if you're online, then get connected because our time is gone. Oluchi with migraine headache. You will not end this program with that headache in the name of Jesus. Amen. I connect this bread. Oluchi. Olumachi. Is there Olumachi here? Anybody like that? Anybody here like that? And the person the Lord wants to take migraine headache away. Eh? If you don't get migraine, they don't come. Eh? And if the person is online, please give us a call. No migraine, but that is Oluma. No, this person, I had it too.
I'm Sister Oluchi, and I'm having migraine headache. Seriously, my husband has prayed for me since we started this program.
The Lord wants to take it away now. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lagos, sir.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Lagos,
Isheria Oshun. In house fellowship, Isaac and Anointing house fellowship.
That's right. The Lord is taking it away now.
Amen.
The Lord is taking it away now.
Amen.
As you eat this bread, that nonsense will disappear in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Nobody will end this program with any problem in the name of Jesus. Every problem that Holy Spirit of God, any problem that will attempt to cross over with you today, the blood of Jesus will destroy it. Father, confirm what covenant we are under. The final empowerment that will keep us all through the year hanging on to you. We have acted like the rocket. The ministers that gathered the people have obeyed. They have entered the boat. Father, we are launching them out. Father, we are launching them out. You are the only power that can keep them. And you release that power through the cross. We are confessing that power now as we claim that power in the name of Jesus. Wait, let me confirm something. Check that pain, you. Eh? Check it. All of you. Eh?
It's not more there, sir.
You don't feel it again? Yes, for how long have you been here?
Since last year.
Yes, sir. But now? What of you? Eh?
Here, I start feeling here this morning.
How is it now?
Daddy, the other just disappear.
Now.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's gone and gone forever. I heard it is gone. That's why I said, let me confirm something. I heard it is gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I heard it is gone. That's why I said, wait, let me confirm something. Check your own again. You go. And any other problem that came here, I heard it is gone. I say it is gone. Lift up the body of Jesus Christ that gave us the power to overcome everything. Body of Jesus Christ broken for me. Very loud, shall we go? Can you say it louder? Very loud. Say it again. It's broken for me, so shout your name. Now eat it and receive strength to carry on this year. Victoriously. Eat. That is my body broken for you. Eat it in remembrance of me, says the Lord. The cup. Everybody, I plead the blood of Jesus. Everybody, I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
Come on, stand here. I think somebody testified, said they give and something to Ethel rejecter. Eh? Somebody, Your own they give you, you chop them. Take it here now. That nonsense will disappear. Remove your shoe. You will shout, blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. 4 times. And you shout. Take this very seriously. Take this very seriously. Can I tell you something? Your spirit is not with you now. But your spirit will come back to you. Yeah. Anywhere they are manipulating you, anywhere. The covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ destroyed it. Yeah. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it?
Yes, sir.
Ah, don't be only yourself. See them there. Just get connected. Our time is gone. We have to go. We have to go. We have to go. Eh? We have to. Hey. Somebody shout, blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. Say very loud. Say very well. Listen, keep one hand on your stomach and then you shout that, blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. Shall we go? Say very loud. Say it one more time. And shout your name. Drink it and be connected to the covenant on the cross on Calvary. Close your eyes, everybody. Very loud. Blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. Shall we go? Say it again. Say it louder. Say it. Very loud. Just silence. The power that somebody you have never known before, spiritual strength. The fire that you have never known before. Bring them out. I say it again. The fire that the devil will see and give chance. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. I say receive it now in the name of Jesus. I say receive it now in the name of Jesus. One hand on your head and one hand on your stomach. This year, the blood of Jesus will speak for you. In your father's compound, the blood of Jesus will speak for you. In your mother's compound, the blood of Jesus will speak for you. In your village, the blood of Jesus will speak for you. In the town you are living now, the blood of Jesus will speak for you. In the compound you are living now, the blood of Jesus Christ will speak for you. In your ministry, the blood of Jesus Christ will speak for you. In your marriage, the blood of Jesus Christ will speak for you. In your going out and coming in this year, the blood of Jesus Christ will speak for you. I say in your businesses, the blood of Jesus Christ will speak for you. Wherever you go for favor, the blood of Jesus will go with you. You believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. Shall we go? And shout your name. My Father, my God, finish your work of empowerment. Because we came here, Father, we've been testifying of your goodness, of your mercy. Father, do something that will make what you've done for all of us this period to be permanent, Lord. Amen. Let us live here, Father, like spiritual giants. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll continue Friday night. We'll continue tomorrow. Hallelujah. They brought you back. Eh? Chop, 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 chop. You don't come back. Eh? But the angel has not finished with you yet. Eh? I don't know who will stay with you. Your mama come? Uh-huh. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. There is a glory you were born with. And that the enemy has been fighting. But there's nothing they can do because you have found this ministry. Lie. This is a restoration ministry. The glory, very bright glory that you were born with and the enemy is aware. Want to mess it up, but they will not succeed. Pastor Lumide dedicate her, pour oil upon her head. And the Lord will not leave you until there's something I see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. You traveled. Were you told to leave the town immediately in the spirit? Yes.
Eh? Yes, I was in the dream.
Yes.
So I was told to leave that particular compound.
Immediately.
Yes.
See the love of God? You see the love of God? See God's protection over us? Eh? Amen. That is the kind of protection God will give every one of us. Before they come, Holy Ghost will tell you to leave. They will look for you, they will never see you. God, let the living there anoint you. They will look for you, they will never see you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I'm going to be anointed. Please allow us to take extra 10 minutes and dance. Who are you? The family of Ojechukwuka from the United Kingdom is led to bless Brother Benjamin. I never changed my name to Benjamin. With 100,000 naira, he always clean the poured wine during the empowerment program. Who is the person? Now you. Who? Come. Come now. The blessings have started. The blessings have started. Somebody from United Kingdom is always seeing you. Anytime. Wine pour for ground. Now you the cleaner. Amen. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. He will always be with us if we do our part. There's nothing this wide world can measure for. There's peace and contentment inside him. I'll be a true soldier out of my Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. These are our online members, eh? Do you know him? Do you know the person? Even me, I don't know your name. Online person know your name. Imagine that. Imagine that. Amen. If somebody from United Kingdom, they see the work they do here, what of God himself? God is seeing all that we are doing. Hallelujah. God is seeing all that we are doing. We are going to anoint you, and when we finish, keep dancing until we share the grace. Keep dancing, and we are going, I don't know if this is your testimony, that there are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame. Is that your testimony? Are you one of them?
There are people almost everywhere.
All around the world.
Whose hearts are all aflame.
All around the world.
With the fire pen of Pentecost, which is and make them clean. It is burning down within my heart. All glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Are you one of them?
One of them. I am one of them.
Say I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
One of them.
One of them.
Yeah.
I am one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, these people may not let it be, nor boast of what we say. They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name. And I'm telling now both far and wide, his power's yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Oh, one of them.
I'm one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad
that I can say I'm one of them. I am one of them.
One of them. I am one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They are God and in the battle. Or praying in his name. They are baptized in the Holy Ghost and perform service came. Now for them that day he will do for you to say. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, are you one of them? Oh, one of them. I am one of them.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I can say I'm one of them.
One of them.
One of them. I am one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, come my brother, seek this blessing that will increase your heart from sin. That we start the joyous ringing and we give the soul a flame. It is burning now within my heart. All glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
One of them.
One of them.
One of them. I am one of them.
One of them. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
One of them,
one of them.
I am one of them.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I can say
one of them, one of them.
Are you one of them?
One of them.
I am
one of them.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Are you one of them?
One of them.
One of them.
I am one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Guys, 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 use your hands and worship.
Oh, yes.
Spirit is moving.
Oh, yes.
All over the world. As the prophet said it should be. All over the world.
Oh,
there is a mighty revelation.
Oh,
of the glory of the Lord. As the world
all over the world. All over the world.
world.
There's a mighty,
revelation. Whoa. The glory of the Lord.
All over the bride.
The spirit.
All over the bride.
All over the bride.
Hallelujah.
The promise and it's
true. All over the bride.
All over the bride. There's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the world
over the church. All over this church. All over this church.
All over this church.
The spirit is moving. All over this church. As the prophet said it should be. All over this church. There's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the world of God.
Deep in my heart. Deep in my heart.
Deep down in my heart. The spirit is moving.
Deep in my heart.
Deep down in my heart. Whoa. As the prophet said it should be.
Hallelujah.
Deep down in my heart.
Oh.
There's a mighty revelation. Oh. Of the glory of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As the water covered thy sea.
I will praise him
from everlasting.
Everlasting to everlasting.
Oh.
Everlasting,
let us praise him.
Everlasting,
to let us praise him from.
Let us praise him.
Let's go.
Oh,
yeah, carry me the go. Jehovah, carry me the go, the go, the go. Let's go. Oh, yeah, carry me the go. Jehovah, carry me the go, the go, the go. Carry me the go. Jehovah, carry me the go, the go, the go. I said, carry me the go. Jehovah, carry me the go, the go, the go. Lift me higher. Jehovah, lift me higher, higher. So lift me higher, Jehovah, lift me higher, higher.
Lift me higher,
hey!
Lift me higher,
Jehovah, lift me higher, higher.
Lift me higher,
hey!
Lift me higher,
so lift me higher, Jehovah, lift me higher, higher.
Lift me higher,
lift me higher, Jehovah, lift me higher, higher. Let's go.
Higher.
I said lift me higher, Jehovah, lift me higher, higher.
Lift me higher,
Jehovah, lift me higher.
Lift me higher.
Let's go. Let's say, oh Jesus, carry
me the
go. Oh Jesus,
carry me the
go. Hallelujah.
Anywhere better than
carry me the go.
Anywhere better than carry me the go.
Somebody say, oh Jesus,
carry me the go.
Oh Jesus,
carry me the go. Anywhere better than carry me the go.
Somebody say, oh Jesus,
carry me the go.
Oh Jesus,
carry me the go. Look at somebody by your side. Look at the person. Tell the person, I love you. If that person's wife, be careful how you say it. Look at the person very well. Say, I love you. Say, I mean it, I love you. Tell five people like that around you. Five people around you. We are here.
We are heirs of the Father.
Tell everybody around we you, I love 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 you.
With a song,
you're my brother, you're my sister, you're my brother, you're my sister.
We are children of the kingdom. We are family.
We are one.
We are one.
We are heir.
We are heir of the Father.
Of the Father.
We are joint heir. We the Son. We are. We are children of the kingdom.
Amen.
We are family. We are one.
No. It is over. It is over. Amen. And with this, I have the privilege of saying that we have come to the end of the 2024 empowerment program.
When you see me dance, I dance like a winner man.
When you see me dance, oh! I dance like a winner man.
Say, when you see me dance, I dance like a winner man.
When you see me dance, I dance like a winner man.
When you see me dance, I dance like a winner man.
When you see me dance, I dance like a winner man.
Oh yeah, oh winner man.
Oh winner man.
Of dance here at celebration. One is the group that they are free from bondage. Hey, thank God. Hey, thank God. And there's another group, amen, that they are happy that they have been empowered. Are they here? Are they here? Are they here? Thank you, thank you. Go in this might and conquer this year. Conquer this year. I said conquer this year. This year shall be fruitful to us. I said spiritually it shall be fruitful to us. Physically we shall be fruitful. We remain unstoppable in the name of Jesus. And so we will be going, we will be meeting again on, well, tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, our usual empowerment. Amen. I told you, don't relax. Don't relax, so. Don't relax, so. Satan, not relax, so. Don't give him chance. And then on Friday night, we will continue with our testimonies. Wave your hand before the Lord and give him. How many hallelujah? How many hallelujah? 30. 30. 30. Day number one.
Hallelujah.
No, no, it's thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Day number one.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Two.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Three.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Four.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Five.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Six.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Seven.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Eight.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Nine.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ten.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Wait. Wait, you remain
20.
You said that you're 20 as you go. You say, continue to say it for the next 20 times as you go. See you later in the evening, the workers, and see you tomorrow morning. Number 20. No, wait, 11. 11.
Thank you, Lord.
They go.
I'm going above the
shadow. They go. Say it, oh, Tatio. Make sure it's Tatio.
Into the presence of Jesus.
Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Sing alleluia. 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 Alleluia, 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 alleluia,
alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia, alleluia. Hallelujah to the Lamb upon the throne. Hallelujah to the mighty man in the battle. Hallelujah to the ancient of the days. Hallelujah to the King of hosts. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah.